Chapter 9, Managing Difficult Conversations. When we avoid difficult conversations, we trade short-term discomfort for long-term dysfunction. What is a conversation? A conversation can be a talk between two or more people. When we talk of a conversation, it could be based on ideas, opinions, sentiments, views, perspectives. So you are conveying information, but the information could be related to something specific. For example, you inquire about a recent presentation. So something that is specific. Now, one is important aspect of life is that if you do not really wish to discuss a conversation which can ideally lead to a negative outcome, which can lead to disagreements, arguments, then you are actually brushing that issue under the carpet. That means you're not really willing to discuss it. So what happens? In the long run, there will be issues and problems because you are avoiding that conversation. So it is very important that no matter how difficult a conversation is, at the right time, you can discuss it. Now, what do I mean by the right time? Not the time that is only right for you, but also for the opposite person. For example, you want to discuss an increase in remuneration. So you somewhere feel that can be a difficult conversation. Your appraisal has come through, but you're disappointed. So to have that conversation, you might feel this is one challenge. How are you going to discuss this? So it is very important that you actually manage that conversation, which can be difficult. Manage it in an appropriate way. Now, what are we going to discuss in this topic? Objectives. What is the meaning of the word conversation? What do we mean by the term difficult conversation? Different types of difficult conversations, the steps taken to tackle it, requirements before initiating a difficult conversation, do's and don'ts of a difficult conversation, and conclusion. Conversation, introduction. It is exchange of ideas, words, and information. Verbal communication is always accompanied with nonverbal communication, such as gestures, posture, eye contact, and body language. So conversation involves exchange of ideas, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So what do we really need to understand? That the information exchange that takes place, if it's within an organization, it could be between the employees. It could be between the employees and the employer. And if it's outside an organization, it could be the vendors, suppliers, etc. Now, what is the focus on when we talk of conversation? We need to understand that any conversation will have different perspectives. When I say different perspectives, that means the moment I am having a conversation with someone, two of us may have varied perspectives on the same topic. That is what might make the conversation difficult, because we both think differently. We both think in varied directions. So the idea is that in spite of varied directions of thought process, how are we able to get back and understand and come up with a solution to our varied views? This is what needs to be worked upon. See, it is absolutely okay if you and I have varied views. But the focus is what? That if we look at the outcome, if we look at the objective, and then the outcome, then we need to understand that it is extremely important that we both can manage the conversation that we are having which means that we focus more on agreeing, which means that we focus more on understanding each other's views. And it also means that we are absolutely willing to let go of our rigid thought process so that there is a better outcome or a positive outcome. See, difficult conversations happen when either one or both the parties have varied thought processes. That is when a conversation becomes difficult. Or if one is not agreeing at all, disagreeing with the other, that is also when a difficult conversation may crop up. So how to bring a balance with our intellect and emotion is all about managing difficult conversations. Through conversations, we learn about other people and their behavior. Now, it is very human and normal for me to be impacted by somebody's behavior. Somebody who is very, difficult to deal with. Someone who does not agree at all to any of my views. Then that behavior is easily visible. So as mentioned, through conversation, when we learn about people and their behavior, what does this mean? The focus is that when we learn about people and their behavior, any conversation will give us an idea as to what personality type the person is. Is the person very rigid with views? Is the person highly motivated? Or is the person very flexible and very relaxed? So what is the personality type? So in the same way, when we talk of conversations, how people behave, how people react, respond to situations, how do people really deal with one another, they are able to communicate in a manner which is feasible and understandable, or they're communicating in a manner because they just want to express their views and put it forward in a manner which has to be acceptable. Also, to tackle conversations that may be difficult, it is important to balance out expectations, discuss and address certain issues. So it is very important that somewhere you are able to address the issues. Now, how does this happen? I have to have a balance between my rational thinking and my emotional thought process. Only if there's a balance between my rational thinking, that means my logical thinking, then I am able to bring a balance with my emotions too. See, the moment I'm more focused on the intellectual thought process, that means I can balance my emotions. That is why my logic and intellect is able to function well. The moment you're very disturbed, upset, right, say you have not received an appraisal, so it kind of bothers you. You feel very pressurized because you have a lot of other commitments in terms of EMI, etc. So what happens to you? Somewhere your focus is lost, and due to which your ability to ideally handle difficult conversations, difficult people, that may also take a toll on you. Why? Because you're just not able to first deal with your own self. So it is very important to balance out expectations when we talk of conversations, especially when we are talking of difficult conversations. Managing difficult conversations. What do we understand by the term difficult conversations? A difficult conversation can be emotionally challenging. It can also involve communication related to a sensitive topic or a conflict. The more calm you are, the better you will be at handling difficult communication. Now, when we say a difficult conversation can be emotionally challenging, what does that mean? It means that somewhere you are not able to cope up. Say if there's a heated argument, okay, you have had an argument with your colleague and that argument has really gone out of proportion. That argument has gone out of control. Both of you are talking in a manner whereby it's not really a talk, but it's like a fight, a verbal fight. You have raised your tone. You have overlooked the way you're actually supposed to communicate. And you're so engrossed in that fight that you really forget even where you are. This is because that conversation was so difficult, and you see and you realize that you cannot do any reasoning with the opposite person. When you cannot do any reasoning with the opposite person, then what happens? You will find it difficult to communicate further. And especially if it is a sensitive topic or anything which is put forward to you where it can offend your sentiments and emotions, then again, the conversation can go haywire. So what I personally feel is that the moment I am getting into a difficult conversation with somebody, I need to become aware. See, in our day-to-day lives, two important aspects as far as communication is concerned. First, am I aware of what I'm saying? So you will say, if I'm angry, how will I be aware? Definitely, if you're angry, you will not be aware of whatever you're saying. But put in self-awareness as a habit. That means try to get into self-awareness. That means make yourself aware at all points of time. What is self-awareness? According to me, I would suggest that you put yourself 100% in the present moment. So you're aware. How will you do that when you say put yourself 100% in the present moment? Keep reminding yourself. Present moment is inevitable. The present moment expects me to be right there. But by not being in the past, that has already gone. And the future is yet to come. So I have to constantly remind myself that I need to be aware, and that means I need to be 100% in the present moment. That's what it is. And the more calm you are, definitely, I've told you before and I'm telling you again today, do not react. You have to act. When I say act, that means you have to act as per what is told to you. If something is told to me, I respond in that manner where I communicate. But I do not react by getting highly, you know, angry or getting charged up in a manner which will reflect poorly on me in terms of my behavior. Difficult conversation at workplace at times may be inevitable. So how does one deal with this? Firstly, saying the right words at the right time. This again can only happen if you have a high level of alertness. And secondly, if you introspect in your day-to-day life. Introspect, do you evaluate and analyze yourself in your day-to-day life? That is important. So you're able to differentiate between what can be said or what should not be said. Secondly, how do you manage the exchange of words so that the conversation goes smoothly? So there may be differences in our roles. Each one plays a different role, right? There may be differences in our personality types. So we understand, analyze, we negotiate. We also put in effort to See to it that the feelings should be rational and not complex. And at the same time, we should have that skill and ability to ideally exchange information, but in a manner which is acceptable to both of us. That means neither one of us is putting information which can ideally make the opposite person feel uncomfortable. So the exchange of words and thus the conversation will go smooth. So we tend to avoid difficult conversations because we fear any sort of confrontation. So difficult conversation can also make you challenge your competency. When I say make you challenge your competency, that means you will probably feel that, are you competent enough? You will probably somewhere doubt your competency. You will doubt your own positive points because you are scared. It's mentioned here, we may fear any sort of confrontation. You will just say, I don't want to get into any kind of confrontation. So, a difficult or challenging conversation may have a personal impact on all. Definitely, any kind of conversation, argument, heated discussion, it is going to impact one and all, because somewhere you will always ask yourself, why did you get into this kind of a heated argument? What is it that made you reach this level where you were actually, you know, talking so loud and you got so rude and even aggressive with your behavior? So somewhere you will question yourself. So it is very important that you keep a check on your You keep a check on your emotions, views, sentiments, thought processes, ideas, rational thought process, logic. Keep a check on it. And how does it happen? When conversations flow, are you aware of what you have said? When you have conversation by yourself, it's called intrapersonal communication, where the thoughts go on within the mind. So, is it positive or is it always negative? You need to ask yourself. Now, the first type of difficult conversation is what happened. Whenever you are having a conversation and that conversation seems to be heading nowhere, a lot of issues with that conversation, can't seem to come up with a solution. So you will say a disagreement happened. So why did that disagreement happen? Is it that we were having a small talk and that small talk went further in detail and that talk went out of control and we had major arguments? So what happened? What happened is that we disagreed, but the disagreements really went out of proportion. So that ideally can be one aspect. I just told you sometime back, say probably you're talking of, are you expecting an appraisal, but your appraisal has not gone through. So you actually go to the HR executive and you really lose your cool, which is not appreciated at all, but you do that. So again, it is really up to you for something like this. What has happened? A major disagreement. It led to a fight, a verbal fight, right? This means if there's a disagreement, then what is it regarding? Example, turning down an employee's idea or conflicts between team members. So what do I need to look into? That do I have to accomplish anything by having this conversation? Is there something that I really need to accomplish? Do I have a point to put forward or points to put forward so that the conversation goes smooth? These are the questions I have to ask myself. Thus, it is necessary to review the facts of the situation and reflect on the purpose of the conversation. So if I keep going through the facts, data, details that I have, I reflect on that conversation and ask myself, was there a need to really communicate in detail, or was it enough to just have a basic discussion and wind up? So that constant self-talk will also help you to understand what is your actual purpose in terms of managing difficult conversations. The second type, so the first one is related to what happened. So the what happened aspect is about the disagreement, right? What has happened? A disagreement. That disagreement has made the conversation difficult. That's what, okay? Second type of difficult conversation is related to feelings. So first is what happened. Then the next one is feelings, sentiments, emotions, all of it. So when can I understand the feelings, sentiments, and emotions of the opposite person? When I am not focused on my views and thought processes. Because if I'm caught up with my own views and thought processes, then I will not be able to focus on the opposite person's thought process. So that is also something that needs to be looked into. Difficult conversation is not related to being right, but it is about understanding one and another's views and perspectives. Yes, both of you can agree to disagree. Both of you can agree to disagree. But you actually need to understand the opposite person's perspective. And when I understand the opposite person's perspective, what does it mean? Leave your thought processes for some time. Leave your views aside for some time. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. When you put yourself in the other person's shoes, that is the time you will be able to understand completely what he or she is able to really, you know, say. And what he or she is able to say, how do I grasp that? How do I understand? So what is conveyed through him or her, the opposite party? Based on what is conveyed through him or her, I only put in effort to understand him or her. I leave my own thoughts aside. Because when I leave my own thoughts aside, I'm letting the emotional aspect be aside too. And my entire focus is on the opposite person. The third type of difficult conversation is identity conversation. This type of conversation is how we communicate with ourselves related to a difficult situation. It means how we introspect or view ourselves, since this conversation is an internal debate, and thus how we view ourselves. So I would take this identity conversation in two ways. One is that when I talk of identity conversation, it means that I am able to get so involved in that difficult conversation that I really lose my, you know, positive thoughts. I'm so caught up with the difficult situation, the difficult conversation. So what is important at that juncture? It is important to introspect. It is important that I tell myself, be composed. It is important that I explain to myself, you don't have to behave like the other person. You have to behave calm and cool. No matter how challenging a conversation is, I have to explain to myself. See, it's very easy. It's very easy to become or behave like another person, especially when that person may be very indifferent to others. It gets easy to catch on to something that is negative. It's human nature that you catch on to something negative. For example, if you are with a colleague who's very disciplined, who's very punctual, but that colleague of yours is short-tempered. You may find it difficult to pick up the positive traits like being disciplined and punctual, but you will focus on probably picking up negative traits such as him being or her being short-tempered. So it is at this point of time you need to introspect and view yourself. You might have that internal debate. One side may tell you, listen, you know what, he or she is speaking rudely, let me also give my views. You'll get that angry, you'll talk like that to yourself. And on the other hand, you will tell yourself, no, it is best to remain calm and composed. Let me go to the root of this issue. Let me identify why this has come up as a difficult conversation. Let me identify what needs to be done. Let me come up with various solutions. Let there be exchange of information. Let us understand what is the expectations of the opposite person, and then we can conclude. So that self-talk is very necessary, and that depends on you. Now, what are the steps to tackle difficult conversations? So one very important aspect when we talk of steps taken to tackle difficult conversations, you could give positive feedback as and when required. During that conversation, which seems difficult, you could also put an effort to start the conversation in a manner whereby the opposite person might realize that the conversation was getting difficult and out of control. You could strengthen the bonding and build a rapport so that the conversation, which is actually sounding difficult, may not really be that difficult and it may be a normal conversation. So first step is plan and prepare. For any difficult conversation that may come up, it is better to plan and prepare and communicate clearly. So the conversation should not look as if it is scripted. When we say plan and prepare, that means you're kind of going in a systematic and structured way. You are not raking up past issues. You are not digressing. You are on the same topic and you are looking as to what can be done so that there's employee engagement, there is bonding, there's more interaction, cohesion. Now, when I say employee engagement, say if you're having an argument with your colleague, right? So you two have separate teams. Okay, so how do you really relate to your colleague? What are you concerned of as far as your team is concerned? What is he concerned of? What is he concerned about as far as his team is concerned? Right? So it is crucial to plan the objectives of the conversation, because the moment you have objectives related to conversation, then you will know that the conversation will not go out of hand, but it will be systematic and structured. So when I say plan, it is to keep yourself informed as far as the information related to that conversation is concerned. When I say plan, it is to actually understand what you can communicate or converse with the opposite person so that the opposite person is equally convinced with your views. So saying the right thing at the right time. That is what is important. Planning a difficult conversation can help to focus on solutions and resolve pending issues. Definitely. If it's well planned, if the conversation is well planned, that means my communication will go in a very appropriate manner. Lastly, proposing options can help one to see a way out and shows respect. When I put forward various options for that difficult conversation, it means that I'm putting an effort to get the conversation back to track. I'm putting an effort to let the conversation flow in an appropriate manner and not reach a level whereby we will again have disagreements. Next step is to stay calm. So first you have to be well planned and prepared. Stay calm, because in a difficult conversation we may disagree with the other party. So why is it that my views don't match with the other person's views, if at all, and that makes me feel angry, irritated, or frustrated? Why? It's very normal to have varied views. So what should the two people do if they're in the middle of a difficult conversation? They both need to look at the goal or objective of this conversation. They both need to take a stance that we are not focusing on the goal or objective. We are busy arguing. If this is the kind of understanding even one person has, then probably that one person can convince the other person. So you have to have that kind of understanding with yourself, with your own thoughts, and with the thoughts of the other person. This is because we are trying to convince the other person or the party and make them see our point of view. So one should refrain from being aggressive and focus on communicating clearly. Aggressive is being rude, and it is best to refrain from being aggressive. So your behavior is in your control. What is not in your control? The opposite person's behavior. So put in all the effort to change your own behavior, which gradually may help you to change the behavior of the opposite person, right? Also, it is important that we do not interrupt the speaker even though the emotions are running high. Now, this is very difficult to do so, especially when you're in the middle of a difficult conversation. But you definitely can remind yourself that you need to wait for the speaker to complete. You may want to put forward a lot of aspects and views, but please wait for the speaker to complete. And lastly, even if both parties get to a point where the differences of opinion are acceptable, okay, the moment they come to a point where they feel that we have differences of opinion, but it's acceptable, then both parties can move towards a solution, right? Because see, the moment I accept that, okay, this is where we think differently, but it is absolutely okay to think differently out here, right? And let us move forward, right? So we have to be ready to accept. So when I talk of managing difficult conversations, you are describing a problem. You are facing a problem. But can you understand the problem from the other person's perspective? Then that will help you. You're definitely facing a problem. But why don't you put in effort to face the problem or understand the problem from the opposite person's view? Then what actually seems difficult may seem very appropriate and normal. The power of mindfulness in difficult conversations is the key to managing difficult conversations. What is power of mindfulness? Being in the present moment, you are actually aware of what is happening at all points of time. You're engaged with what is happening. If that is the kind of alertness you have, then it is very much possible that you probably will not face a situation where you will say you went out of control with words or you got aggressive, because you were highly alert. So that is why they sing the power of mindfulness. You know, your mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. It is really up to you how you are taking charge and controlling your mind. Being an active listener, because in a difficult conversation, even though we may disagree, it is beneficial to both parties. It is absolutely okay at some point of point, it is absolutely okay that at some point of time we disagree. Because when we disagree at certain points of time, it also means that we are agreeing on a lot of other fronts. So that itself will help you to bring a balance with the conversation. Next, this is also because we are trying to convince the other person. So we may disagree on a lot of fronts, but also the fact is that we are agreeing on a lot of fronts. So when we are trying to convince the other person, the party, then what will happen? We can make the opposite person even see our point of view. And that is what will bring a balance with your behavior. Next is create space for dialogue. While having a difficult conversation, it may be possible that one feels overwhelmed. You may get highly emotional. Okay? So it is necessary to have an open and honest conversation. Well, it is always important to have honest conversation. Your conversation should flow in a manner whereby you are neither misleading nor giving incorrect information, nor are you creating that kind of a hype with your information, and nor are you giving false information. You are giving the information that is meant to be. You're giving the information that is as per the requirement. And you're giving the information so that you know that there will be a positive outcome. See, nobody is ready as such for a difficult conversation. There may be certain situations where you have to prepare yourself to have that kind of a conversation. Right? But at the same time, you have to maintain your honesty, because that is something that is very, very important.